There we are. Sfas Emes, Parshki Tisa. When Shnas Tafresh Lamed Ches, some 136 years ago, this Torah was first said by the Rebbe. And the second piece, Bepasuk. So, one thing I love about the Sfas Emes is they ask questions. And a lot of Amkanim, they ask questions you would never ever think of. And then when you think about it, it's really an interesting question. Now, we make a very big deal in Yiddishkeit about the Luchos. Huh? This is the week of Shviras HaLuchos. The Luchos are broken. Every shul in the world besides Eshet Torah has the Luchos on the Aron, either in that shape or in a box shape. Right? You know, that's a very interesting thing. Really, they were a box. They weren't like that.
Why are they like that?
They were the exact measurement. We have the exact measurements. The Gemara in Bava Basra talks about the exact measurements.
They were square.
They were square. So why are they like this? Right? They should be like that.
McDonald's.
Right. Well, why should they look like that? It's a mistake, no? So a lot of shuls today have them as a box. But I heard Moshe Pir holds that that's a good way to do it because he says that Torah is like that it was Al Piso that they made it like that. Tovim Dodecha, Al Pi, that the shape is a shape that's Mechuvan shape. Like the shape of the way Hashem gives things, anyway, which we can't explain too much. But that's not our point, Bosa. But
really Kabbalistic here.
Yeah, we're not going to get that Kabbalistic today. But Lamaisa, we do make a big deal about the Luchos, certainly about Shviras HaLuchos. So yes, like, what is the big deal? Really? Like, Hashem spoke to us. It's a lot more relevant than the fact that the Luchos were written. Nice question, huh? Okay, next. And our Parsha calls the Luchos Mais Elokim. Right? Mais Elokim. The Maisa, the action, the physical thing of God. What's the emphasis of Maisa Elokim? Why is that important, that it's the Maisa Elokim, the action of God? What do we see from that? Also, we know the Klai Yisrael said Nasa V'Nishma. I hope that's not new to you. You knew that? Nasa V'Nishma, sound familiar? We will hear. Nasa, we will do. Alex, we will hear. Now, we know, this is beautiful, watch this. We know two things happened at Har Sinai, right? We heard Dvar Elokim. And we got the Mais Elokim. Isn't that sweet? You hear it? Nasa. We heard.
Uh-huh.
We said, we'll listen.
Yeah. So then we heard him speak.
And we were Zochet to hear him speak. And we said, we'll do. And we were Zochet to get his Luchos, his Mais Elokim. It's not an interesting thing. So we'll try to look into that a little bit more. And then, you know, at the end of all this, we're going to say a tremendous yisod about how we should approach Talmud Torah specifically. But let's see. Okay? And we begin. Bepasuk. Valuchas Mais Elokim Hema. Sheish Lahavin. We have to understand. Ma Yitron Kol Kach B'Ksivas Adibros Aluchas. Right? What is so... What's the big deal about the Ksivas Adibros Aluchas? The fact that the words are written on the Luchas. D'lechora G'dola Shmia. It's greater than Shmia Sheshama B'nai Yisrael Dibre Elokim Chaim. We should have a picture on the Aron Kodesh that maybe would even make a Teisha Torah of people listening. Right? Why have the Luchas? Huh? Why... Think about it. That is a more relevant, important, basic thing to us. The fact that we heard Dvar Elokim. What's natural revelation? We have a class in discovery. We just put it back, Baruch Hashem, the last 3 months. That is the Iker proof that the Rishonim talk about. The fact that Klai Yisrael heard God speak. That's our proof. Not that we got the Luchos. The fact that we heard God.
We don't have Luchos right now anymore. Like, it's not like they're in the museum. We don't know. Like, but when we talk about it, then we can talk about how.
Again, but still, the main thing when you talk about it, think about it. When you relate to Har Sinai, the main thing you relate to, if you think about what's going on, you relate about not the Luchos, the fact you're talking about the fact that we heard God speak. That's the whole point. Achas Dibra Elokim Daim Shushamati, we didn't have koch to hear him more, we heard him. That's the whole point. We heard him. Huh? Right? So what's the big deal about the Luchos? Beautiful question. It's worth it to come to hear that question, Rabbi Osei. And questions like that, a lot of times when you go into Machshava, you hear a lot of good questions which you never ask, which are basic. And the answers to them, as this one, is very deep. Let's see. D'lechor g'dola shmiya shisham b'nei Yisrael, divrei Elokim chayim b'har sinim, v'ma shenitim le'machakach b'ksav al aluach. V'anach n'ron kamek godla ma'ilas aluchas b'torah. We see in the Torah how much the whole Asik is about the luchos. Now he starts to explain. Shlohaya ksiva aluchas bilvad. There wasn't, my friends, a writing on the luchas bilvad. Aval hayirishima chakuka. There was a deep writing, engravement, belev kol ish yisrael, into the heart of the Jewish people. Kenyan kasva aluch libecha. Like it says, the pasuk I believe in Tehillim says, or no, it's in Mishlei. Kasva aluch libecha. Write it aluch libecha. Write it in your heart. Right? Write it in the luach of your heart. So what's he saying, Rabosa? It's very interesting. He's saying like this, that the reason we make a big deal about the luchos, it's not because the physical luchos. Those physical luchos were representative of the luchos of our heart. That God planted Torah into our being in the deepest way possible, and that physical luach is a reminder to us of that. Now, who says such a... That's a very interesting, it's a very interesting answer. I'm sure there are other answers also. This format, we definitely have in other places. The whole Nefesh HaChaim, there's a wonderful Haggah in the first parak in Nefesh HaChaim, first Shar in Nefesh HaChaim, this is like this. That the Iker Beis HaMikdash, everybody knows, the Shechanti B'socho Lo Ne'amar, the Shechanti B'socho, the Iker Shechina is B'Yisrael. This is not a joke, Rabos, this is the reality. The Iker thing that Ribbono Shel Olam wants is not a house. The Iker thing he wants is us. The Iker place he wants to be. Nesavalo, that he should have a deer B'tachtonim, he should have a deer in the lower world, is in us, not in... not in the house. Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem, Hema. Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, I think, says, the Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem, who's the Heichal Hashem? Hema, they are. And the Nevi Shechaim goes further, Rabbosa, and he says, so what was the whole tafkid of the Beis HaMikdash? You looked at the Beis HaMikdash, which was so beautiful, and every prod and every detail and everything was in its right place, like we're talking about in these parashas, right? And that was all there to say, make yourselves like that. That's why it was so beautiful. It was a remiss to you. It was a reminder to you. This is how you should make yourself. When we think about the Beis HaMikdash, you understand everything was mechuvan, like we spoke about last week. Every beged was the right way, and everything meant something, you know? That's how you should make yourself. So the whole building is there just for us, right? As an example. I tell you, like, you know, this guy, this is what a yeshiva bachur looks like. This is what a rav looks like. This is what you should be like, right? So he's there in a certain way for our example. So the Beis HaMikdash is there for our example. That's why God built the house. But really, the point isn't the house. The point is really us. Marmar Muzgar, if that's the point, that means if we're talking about Chorban HaBayis on Tisha B'Av, what are we really speaking about? We're talking about the Chorban of Klal Yisrael. What happened to us? Because that bias is the only reflection of an inner reality that we do or live or don't live with. And if our inner reality is gone, so there's no reason to have that outer reality. So really, Tisha B'Av is about destruction of the Jewish people. Okay? That's really what it's about. Rabbosa, so I'm saying the same thing here with the luchos. Very, very interesting pshat. The luchos, the Rebbe is saying, is that the point of the luchos wasn't the reason it's a big deal. We're not remembering that. We're remembering the fact that God was chokik into the Torah into us. Kasim aloch libecha. The Torah was, we were one with the Dvar Elokim. And it was written. It wasn't just that we had heard the word of God. It was the word of God was written into us. And that's what we're remembering when we think about the luchos. And that is taka, a very important historical thing. That we had that shaychus and that kirva and that absolute achdus with Torah once in our history. You know, they say the story that the Rav Chaim Volozhin said that his brother Abzelmala, the famous Abzelmala, who died younger, he was Zelman Volozhin. His name was Shlomo Zalman Volozhin. Zelman. His head was—he was sleeping on the Gra's table one time, and the Gra picked up his picked his head up. He said, "I have Kol HaTorah Kul in my hands." Yeah. And that's it. "I have Kol HaTorah Kul in my hands." So they said that he said, or Chaim Volozhin said about him, that he knows Shas like a Jew knows Ashrei. He doesn't know Shas like a Juno's Ashrei. So someone asked Reb Chaim, he said, "But you said in 1,000 years or something like that, in 1,000 years your brother won't be like the Gaon, like the Rebbe." He says, "What do you mean? If he knows Shas like I..." So I tell you, so that was what they asked Reb Chaim Volozhin. So I'll explain to you. If you say to Yid, what's the 25th letter after Poseach? After the Pei of Poseach? What's the word three words before Somich? You won't be able to say it. The Gra knew it backwards, forwards, backwards, this way, that way. My brother knows it like Ashrei. Yeah, he knows it like Ashrei, but the Gaon was something totally different. So I think the Brisk Rav said about this story, he said that was the Gra rate was kilo on this level, kasim aloch libecha. By him, the Torah was so, it was ba'achdus with him. It's in front of him. It's like you say, you know, like if Noah, he's talking about five-finger clarity, right? Say, hey, I have five fingers. Who says? Tavi Rai, you have five fingers. It's there. It's in front of me. I don't have to remember it. I don't have to search for it. So the Gaon was like this in some way. But anyway, this is a very interesting answer, that the luchos hachitzonius are there to remind us of our luch pinimi. But let's go on. Yeah. V'inei. V'inei Yisrael hikdimu nasa l'nishma. Klal Yisrael, as we know, We're makdim nasal nishma hikdimu nasal nishma ubischus. This is beautiful. Rabosai, it's worth it to come just for this point also. Ubischus nishma shamu derelikim chayim. Bischus saying nasal nishma was so relevant and so super and so amazing. Like we know that our whole shvuas, right? Bischus the fact you said nasa nishma, God spoke to them. You say that, you'll get the direct word of God, right? They heard the word of God. Watch this. We're going to explain more what it means, this level of the luchos. God wanted them, not just that they had the experience, but they said nasa. And nasa, against the nasa, God says, I want to fix the whole world because of that. Right, nishma. You said nishma. I'm going to speak to you. You said nasa. We're going to do. You're going to have the schus of the tikkun of the whole world. Bishlei Musa. That's what he's saying. Bishchus nasa yeratzan haKadosh Baruch Hu shiyizku bnei Yisrael gam l'tikkun haasiya bishleimus. They should fully be able to metakin and fix everything. Tikkun olam in its highest level. V'zeshekasa. We ask, what's mais elokim? That's the remez, right? It's not the pashup shot. That's what mais elokim means. You guys are now going to make the whole bria, the whole creation is going to be mais elokim. You're going to fix up everything now. We're ready for the sof. Mashiach, Beis Hamikdash, Tchias Hameisim. It's all getting fixed now. All now. That's what God wanted. It should be nasa. You said nishma. I'm going to talk to you. You said nasa. We're going to act. The whole active physical world is all going to be fixed by you. Belulei, one second. Belulei achet, haymasigin hatorah b'chal asiya. Look at this, Rabosa. And if it hadn't been for the chet, they would have understood the Torah, nichla b'asiya. They would have gotten to the level of the asiya. Vaynitkan hakol. And there would have been a tikkun hashalim. Vayuguvas bnei Yisrael mezuchachim od, and the bodies even. That's what it means. When things are fixed up, that means the physicality of us is also fixed up, and our bodies would have been purified. Zach mezuchachim means it would have been fixed up. Moshikaz haChazal charus cherus kemalachamavus miyetzahara. We would have been free of the malachamavus. We would have been free of the yetzahara. We would have been free of everything. But we live in an unfixed world. You have to get that. I know this might be a shock to you. Yeah, but the world is not fixed. Huh? The world is definitely not fixed. We live in a very, very messed up world. And there were different points in history when we could have fixed everything up, brought it back to the level before Chei Kadmon, before other Rishon, and the world would have been fixed. Bizman Shlomo, there was a time like that. Kabbalah Sator was definitely a time like that. That's where things were headed. But now he's explained how it worked. Nasa v'nishma. Nishma, God's going to talk to you. Nasa, you're ready to act, right? Like they were in Nasa v'Nishma in the most tremendous, super amazing way possible. Kenegedza, I'm going to fix up the whole world. You yourselves are going to be, your physicality is going to reach a whole level of cleansingness, and the whole world is going to be fixed. I'll pee you. Now I was thinking, we'll say, now what happened? What happened was obviously things got messed up, right? Because they did the Chet Egel, so everything was a major event. They ruined everything. Now let's think what's left. Chazal tell us that they got, Gemara in Shabbos says that since they said Nasa v'Nishma, they got two ksarim, they got two crowns, one crown for Nasa, one crown for Nishma. And then when they did Chet Ha'Egel, the crowns went away, right? And Shabbos, Moshe gives it back to us. That's another shtick later on. The Rebbe talks about that, but we lost those crowns. So in a certain way, we lost everything. But if you think about it, I was thinking, it's interesting. The Luchos Taka, which was Keneged Nasa, like he's told us now, right? The Nasa was Nasa, you're ready to do. You get Mais Elokim, and Mais Elokim means the full Mais Elokim, the full Tikkun of the Mais Elokim, everything's going to be fixed up, right? That's gone. The world is not Matukan, the Luchos were broken, but the Nishma is still left by us in a certain way, and I'll try to prove it. It says, Kol Gadol, the Lo Yosef. That's the Lashon HaPasuk. I forgot where it is exactly, but it says, Kol Gadol, you heard a great call. I think it's in Yisrael. Kol Gadol, the Lo Yosef. What's Lo Yosef means? And it didn't continue. Another pshat is, it didn't stop. It didn't stop. The Kol Hashem, in some way, is still talking. It's still there on some level. Kol Gadol, the Lo Yosef, it's not, it didn't stop, wow. Right? We don't hear that all the time, but that, you know, we didn't hear it all the time. But I was thinking also, we say that the the Eved Nirtza, right? What's the onus for the Eved Nirtza? Ozen Shisham al Har Sinai, lo tigno, he heard on Har Sinai, the Kol Hashem is still with us. It's still an active thing. So the even though, again, I'm not, this is a complex, deep sugya, because on one level it says that both, all the Ketarim went away, yeah, and both Ketarim come back together. But you'll see in a second, he's going to say this more, I'm just giving a hakdama, that on some level, whatever that was supposed to be, the Tikkun HaShalim, which was going to come out because of Naaseh V'Nishma, and Hashem making the Ma'aseh Elokim and making the Luchos against that, and putting Torah that deeply into ourselves is gone. But the Nishma is still there. We still have some Nishma things. Okay? Yeah, then we'll go further with anything.
It can't be taken away.
It could be taken away. Yeah. Not because it can't. Sure it could. Sure it could. Could have been taken away, but it wasn't. No, I think it could. I think it could have. So let's see. Vata. So what do we do, Rabosa? So where does this leave us? Yeah? So why are we talking about this? First of all, Shemak and Machshava. Yeah, you know what the Luchas are about now. You know what Nasa did. You know what Nishma did. Right? We know it was broken. But where does this leave us? And this is really... this is very, very important. This is very important for people who want to be involved in Tikkun Olam, specifically, to hear what he's about to say now. Vata. Shlo zachino lezeh. We weren't zocher lezeh. Tzrichim la'orer hakol ayde esek haTorah. Now that we weren't zocher to the Tikkun of the Ma'is Elokim that could have been, our guf isn't mezuchach. Tzrichim la'orer hakol ayde esek haTorah. Shehu inyan nishma. V'shmias ha-mitzvahs. We have to, where's our nishma today? What's our nishma today on the, right, in shmias ha-mitzvahs? Our asiya, somehow, from that time of Chet Egel, is messed up, right? But like I was saying, what I said was based on what he was about to say, is you see that the shmia, the koch of the nishma, is still there. Now, where's our nishma today? What does it mean for us? Means our acceptance of mitzvahs, shmias ha-mitzvahs, right? And our lima Torah, which is like our preparation for mitzvahs, right? Gadol Talmud Shemei L'Idei Ma'aseh. That's what Naaseh V'Nishma is, right? Nishma is our understanding. Naaseh V'Nishma will understand that everybody hears that Nishma is Talmud Torah. So he says like this, our whole pathway here is, it has to be Nishmadik today. Our Ma'aseh is messed up, right? All we have is Betzem Nishma. Like I'm saying, the Maisa was broken, the Luchas are Nishbar, that level in of us is gone, but the Shmiya is somehow still left over, called Gadol V'lo Yasaf. And what does that translate to Lamais in our world? That means our Koch HaNishma is a Koch which is still available, right? Like Lamashal, you know, a person goes through a car accident, Lo Aleinu, right? So his right side is messed up, right, as it would be. So he has to work inside his left side, and his left side is going to get stronger, and he has to know if he wants to be a full human being. Or a stroke is even a better example, right? A person, Lo Aleinu, has a stroke. His right side is he's a righty. His right side's knocked out. What does he have to do? You have to work with your left side, right? Or learn to, you see these amazing people, they learn how to do everything with their feet or with their things, right? With their stumps sometimes. Their left side, you develop the left side. So our nasa is messed up. Our ability to hit the world and be attacking it fully in a mice level is gone, right? But our nishma is still more intact. Vata shelo zachinu lezeh. Look at this. I don't know where this is. Kilkaltam nase hisharu benishma. You hear those words, Rabotai? Kilkaltam nase hisharu benishma. You messed up the nase through Chet Egel. Hisharu benishma. The extra struggle benishma. You've had a stroke. The Jewish people had a national communal stroke called Chet Egel, right? And the right side is gone. Right, okay. But you can become a human being again through Nishma. Unbelievable. Besides the Chet, the Torah would have been given into the world, into the Asiya Mamish. That means everything would have penetrated Mitchila itself, and everything would have been working. We'd have Mises based in, and the world would look the right way, and people, you know, pedophiles won't be walking around, and wouldn't have all this eat tzedek in the whole world, and Siyam V'Mishvat Piti Pada, and we could take care of what we'd have to take care of, right? That's what we Torah is in gullus, Rabosai. We said this before. Torah is in gullus. What kind of gullus we're in? Torah, we're not just in gullus. Torah is in gullus. Where's the Torah? Where's the Torah? People get up and say, Narish Kay, people say foolish things, people say, people can say whatever they want. The Torah is in the terrible gullus. Everybody can say they're a rabbi. But he's a rabbi. Rabbi Wine had a story. He said that, you know, he was speaking to his Reform rabbi friend. So he said, well, the Reform rabbi says, and what's your kila like? He says, you know, a lot of Jews, a lot of trouble. He says, well, rabbi, what's your kila like? He says, you know, a lot of guy, not so much trouble. Yeah, everyone's like, what's yeah. Torah today? Torah's in Galus. You understand? Torah shouldn't be this little thing we learn. Torah should be Chachma b'chutz Torona. It should be, the whole world should be screaming Torah. It should be running after Dvar Hashem, not running after the Super Bowl and Narish and stupid things, you know? 100 million, 150 million people watch a runaway 43 day. That's what you spent $100 on. For 43 to 8, 7 or 8, I don't even know what it was. Unfortunately, I even saw it, you know what I'm saying? Narish guy, this is what the world, so this is what the people are into. This, and Torah can't be. Torah is not expressing itself. But that's what should have been. It should have been, that's what he means by Tochasiyah. Lule achir ayinitan atar betochasiyah mamish means Torah would be here in our physical world. It wouldn't be a theoretical thing. It wouldn't be something learned in yeshivas. It would be making the world. It would be the koch hamovil. It would be the leading thing in the world. Kamosha yilasin nitkan kol ha'maisim, as it will be. When there's a tikkun kol ha'maisim, that means Torah, Nasa, and Nisha will be together, and Nasiyah will be, and Nasa will be, and Nisha will be, everything will be great. Vizeh shamar maisel lakim heim of ein larich yoser. So both sides, yeah? So I just want to take a step and say this is what it means. Now, what does this mean? This means we pull back from the physical world. We don't fix the world? Of course not, right? You see people drowning. Like Noah would say, you see people drowning. You have to save someone who's drowning. You see someone in a burning house, you put out the fire. You see someone needs help, you need help. But here's the point. If you think you're into Tikkun Olam, and that's what you're living for, and you're not serious about your Talmud Torah, you are a scam. Not only worse than a scam, you're a fool, because there's a level of tikkun, and I'm not just saying this from this little three lines in a sfasemis, Rabosei, right? But you look all over, there's a level of tikkun that we can't do. We can't fix a lot of things outside. You get it? We have to try. That's our chiyuv, and we have to do whatever we can, right? Lo saman al dam reyachav, arvus, v'chuli, all the chiyuv, hashavas aveda, kiddush Hashem, avas Hashem, all the things that are mechayiv us to do and to act, right? But we have to remember that there's a level of tikkun where things are closed over here. The world is closed. There was shviras aluchas, and things are closed. But there's another place where we can be ma'orer everything. In the world that we live in, you understand, there are Jews who learn and really feel that they're helping Klal Yisrael, you understand? So because some people misuse such a concept doesn't mean that we can't embrace that concept and see that my Talmud Torah is helping the world and me mitaking the world. You get it? That's Tzrichim L'chiyotim Zeh. This is the Derech Hashem talks about how even different chalakim of the Torah fix different parts of the world. You know, the Mekubalim are fixing this part of the world and the Kachin people are fixing that part of the world. You know, do you know I saw in Shulchan Aruch Harav, which is one of the most halacha l'maisa svarim we have, probably the most halacha l'maisa svarim we have on kachim. He says, listen to this. He says, learn kachim, right, before nashim nizikim and moed, because when you do that, it's as if you brought an ola. You have the mile of korbanos. I was blown away. Before you know Shabbos, you should just, why? Because when you learn kachim, you're bringing korbanos, and the world needs korbanos. Kamavur and Subastafe and everywhere. The korbanos make the whole world. Little me learning kachim over here, learning zvachim a little bit. So Mishnah is
that applies to all masechtas. Whatever you learn is if you do it.
No, definitely not.
Just kachim.
Just kachim. It doesn't say about everything else. Kachim and nochas, etc. That's the world of korbanos. Kila. I'm telling you. But I will say that I wasn't a hakdama to art scroll zvachim. You understand? That was a quoted line. I saw it in hakdama of something else, but it was a quoted line. Shulchan Aruch Harav. There's a heavy story. It wasn't just saying. It wasn't a chizik. Wasn't something the Rebbe, you know, they got up to Zvachim and Daf Yomi and the Rebbe was, you know, na 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 na. This is like a real, this is reality. He said that. You understand? So we're attacking the world both sides. You have to be kosher to that. You have to hold to that. You understand? There's a level of tikkun that we can do but through in the base measures that we can't do outside that's held back from us. The world is not matukan. It's going to be very hard. When you really think about it, I'm really going to get to all these kids in Africa. I mean, there's a lot of oval in the world, man. You know what I mean? To together with what's Zuckerberg trying to do? His tikkun olam is to bring, you know, he's trying to bring, let's bring pornography to Senegal, you know, that's what he's trying to do, right? So we're gonna combat that. How are you gonna help all the kids? This is terrible awful is going on. Just 2 hours away from in a plane. You know what's going on in Africa? You know what's going on in the whole world? You know how much prostitution, the child trafficking, you know, things. Who's ever going to deal with such things? How can we get to the tikkun of these things? Yeah, but up there, but in my Talmud Torah, I can touch that. Yeah, I don't know exactly how, I know exactly where, I don't exactly see it, but that's a siyuk. Va'ata shlo zechino lezeh lo'ora kol, tzrichim lo'ora kol ayide esek ha-Torah, shu inyan nishma. The inyan nishma is still alive a little bit, yeah? The inyan of nishma is still alive, kol gadol v'lo yosef, and through our lima Torah, we touch that, we can bring a tikkun to the world. So that's the line. If you're into tikkun olam be'emes, you have to be into Talmud Torah Bamas. And if you're not, then you're not, you're a scam. Good Shabbos.
Shabbos.